Howdy, howdy.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Did you guys hear Shia LaBeouf has decided that he is apologizing for his racist tirade that he made against a police officer?
Scott was just telling me about this off the air.
Yeah. Like, it was bad.
Have you heard the audio? He almost calls himself black.
Do you have it,
Rob? I think I do.
Oh, is it clean?
I think he and John edited it last night because I was listening to it there.
We played it last night on the air.
Really quick, he does suffer from some type of mental illness,
well,
does he not?
He actually
he's got an addiction, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what he wrote today, is that he's been publicly struggling with addiction for what he said was far too long. He called his behavior a new low and attributed it in part to his complete disrespect for authority. What? He's such an idiot.
Well, can I ask the dumbest question this show has ever had? Which will trump, no pun intended, the last dumb question I asked.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Why is it, first of all, this is not the question. Is it Shia LaBeouf or LaBeouf?
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. What is he famous for?
Transformers.
That's it.
That's why I've never heard of
That's
him.
The big one. Oh, the first one's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Now, they get...
Aliens turn into
Indiana
cars.
Indiana Jones movie.
That
Which
awful one?
Which one? The fifth one?
The Crystal Skull. The bad one. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's Indiana Jones' kid.
Okay, so that's his claim
to
fame.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, really quick, while Rod pulls up the audio, I am bizarrely excited about the new Planet of the Apes movie, and
what?
I might be going tonight.
What?
I don't know. It's Caesar.
I've heard it's great.
And it's supposed to be, listen, okay. Kara, the New York something, Post or Times or something, gave it 4 stars and said you end up rooting for the apes and not the humans,
Kara,
in this one.
It looks good.
Every time a Planet of the Apes movie has come out, shy of the original, which I think I saw in a rerun in the 70s, which was great. When these new ones are coming out, I'm like, yeah, no.
They're so good.
But the last one was terrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, I loved the last one.
The last two or three were really good.
But everybody who has reviewed the War for the Planet of the Apes is going crazy about this one.
Who's the guy that was in 127 hours that I thought was 27 hours? The guy that had to cut his arm off. He's the guy in the Planet of the Apes movies. He's Caesar's owner, if you will. He takes him from the lab, raises him from a baby, and then Caesar grows up and starts becoming crazy smart and wanting to take over the world.
James Franco.
James Franco was in the last one. I thought it was good.
Well, yeah. Well, there was one between there.
Okay.
Yeah, there was the one with James Franco, then there was another one, and now there's this one.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I might
but
be going
good.
Tonight.
I like
I might
them.
Be going tonight, like, as soon as I get off work. Yeah, that's how excited I am.
Oh, good. We'll get another Run, Do Not Walk tomorrow.
I might be saying Run, Do Not Walk, but Run
she might be coming in here
like
calling
monkey.
It a piece of monkey poop.
I can't wait. I don't know what it is about those talking monkeys. They freak me out.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question off subject? Why is bat poop the craziest of all poop? Why isn't it monkey poop?
Such a great question.
That is a really good question. Shut up.
Sorry. These are things that bother me. These are questions I have.
This is what bothers you as you lie awake at night.
What? Can you go anywhere but hell in a handbasket? Like, can I get a handbasket across town?
That's a good question.
You know what? I'm going to lose, but we're going to fight.
Who the hell is Sam Hill? Sam Hill.
Sam
I mean.
Hill.
Yeah, Sam Hill.
Who's Tarnations? My grandma used to say that.
Where is Tarnations?
Why do monkeys throw their poop at the window? I don't know.
Well, I can understand that. I kind of want to do that to you sometimes. It's all this glass. You're just like, get away from me.
Do you want to hear a true story?
Yes.
Now that we've gone completely off the rails. 3 nights ago, my daughter wanders in. And she says, oh, Tank, he's so fat. He can't ever fit up on your bed. She goes, oh, let's put him on your bed. And I'm reading, okay? And I go, no, 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 no. By the time I know what's happening, I have a white down comforter on the bed.
Oh, no.
And it hadn't been raining. It wasn't that. But I just, Tank is, he's just gross. I love that dog. He's disgusting. So she goes, and she's hoisting him up on my bed as I'm laughing and screaming no, but I'm still laughing. And I'm like, no, 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 no. As he sits down, his disgusting rump, I see something, let's just say, hanging off of him.
Oh, he had a dangler, huh?
And I go, no.
Klingons.
like in slow motion. And he, like, he knew. He just sat down and wiggled that butt into my white down comforter, which I think if you take those to get dry cleaned, it's like $10,000. You can't just throw those in the washer. So then I'm mad and I go, get that dog off my bed. So we get him off the bed. There is now, let's just call it a skid mark all over my white down comforter. So do you know
who
what I
stopped
did?
A truck on the bedspread?
So disgusting. So I take the comforter outside. I just put it outside for 3 days. I just put it outside. I'm like, I can't deal with it. I can't look at
in
it.
The
I don't
rain?
Want to think about it. It hadn't rained. This was last week. It was like 5 days ago. Oh. Then I went out with some Shout and some gloves. And I hand cleaned that stupid comforter.
Gloves? It's just dog poo.
I don't care. I was so grossed out. This is my bedding. My soft, happy place bedding.
Okay, so.
So disgusting. Mm.
We mentioned the, why is bat poop the craziest poop? Mm-hmm. Which I actually got an answer to. But we've been getting a ton of these, you know, burning questions on the internet, on the text line. The one that got my attention, three or four people in a row with three or four different phone numbers all sent in the same question. Why do we park on a driveway and drive on a parkway?
I don't know.
Why is there only one bra, but there's a pair of panties?
Now, that's a great question. It's not bras. It's no. Bra.
If there's a pair involved, wouldn't it be the bra?
And would absolutely.
Why are they called apartments when they're all really close together?
Gross.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Why isn't there a shorter word for monosyllabic?
Thank you, Robin.
Here's a good one. Why does S have to hit the fan? Can it not hit anything else?
Yeah, because it'd be worse. Like, you know, like if the S is about to hit your face.
Great questions, people. I don't know the answer to this.
These are the things that keep you up at night. I'm up at night still mad about The Keepers, which I know you're not going to watch, but I think you should.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Why? Even last night I was ticked off about it. And you're asking questions like, why is it one bra and two pairs of panties?
Yes.
Why do Sonics have handicapped parking?
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do Sonics have handicapped parking?
Yeah, I like you're getting out.
Yeah, you're not pulling up somewhere to get out.
Oh.
Everybody in their car is kind of equal.
What if you have to get out to use the restroom? They would want you as close to the actual
you
physical building.
You can't use a restroom.
Is that true?
I used to work at Sonic. We never let anybody use our restroom.
You used to work at a Sonic?
Yeah, in Leavenworth on Main Street.
Did you skate?
No, I was a cook.
Oh. Did you know how to make cheese tots?
Some of them have to have a bathroom now, I guess. Because they have them like on the side.
Yeah. The one in Mission, they've got one on the side.
Here's one I always ask. Why is there Braille in a drive-through ATM?
Drive-up ATM. Yeah.
I've had that answered to me.
We have a blind friend who answered that question for us.
They do not make separate ATM covers for the drive-through. It's just one model.
Right.
Okay, then tell me this.
No, that's not the answer.
That's the answer that I got.
No, it's not.
What?
The answer is, if you have a blind passenger, you can drive backward through the ATM line and have a blind passenger reach out and use it. Yes, that's what somebody told me.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. You can't drive through backwards.
It's because they only make them one way.
Yeah.
And wherever they put it in a store or on a drive-through, it's still got the Braille on it.
Yeah.
Oh. You mean indoor versus outdoor.
But as far as what you're saying, the question I've always had is why on the McDonald's drive-through at the very bottom does it say you can request a Braille menu? If I need a Braille menu, I can't read the note that says I can request a Braille menu. So who the hell is that there for? Well, if you have a passenger in your car that's blind, then you've read that note and you can tell them, hey, do you need a Braille menu? Are you too damn rude to read them what's on the menu?
Boom! People.
get ready to expose yourself. Something different can help you maximize your brand exposure with Facebook advertising. Are you using Facebook ads? Want tips to step up your game? Facebook ads can be highly profitable, and there are many ways to make them more effective. That's where Something Different can help you. Something Different can help find an audience for your business. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call now to discuss your marketing efforts. 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
Never heard this song on the radio in my life. Big Bad Bill, This is Sweet William Now by Van Halen.
And then Bill got himself from the text line. Now he leads a different life. You people, if a cat always lands on his feet and bread always lands butter side down, what would happen if you buttered a piece of bread and strapped it to the back of a cat?
It would just spin.
Mind blown.
By the way, that's Eddie Van Halen's dad on clarinet on that song.
And someone writes in, comedian
really?
Stephen Wright needs credit for most of everyone's questions and one-liners they're submitting. Is that true? Is that a Stephen Wright?
He's done a lot of them. I've heard George Carlin do some of those. I've heard Gallagher do some.
The cat butter one sounds like something Stephen Wright
that one
ask.
I've never heard. The why are they called apartments when they're all close together? I think Gallagher said that.
Why
the driveway
they,
and parkway, I think, was Carlin.
It was Carlin.
Why do they sterilize the injection spot before an execution?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Story here from, who's got this one? Oh, this is from Fox 4. A fight between a local neighborhood and Quick Trip will come to a vote later this afternoon. The Kansas City City Council will decide whether to allow the convenience store Quick Trip to expand its store on Westport Road. Quick Trip bought a building next door with plans to tear it down and put a new store there. They want to put the gas pumps where the current store stands, and Mercer Street would become a part of their parking lot. It would technically remain a street, but Quick Trip says it would blend in seamlessly and motorists would drive through the parking lot to get to Westport Road. But some neighbors do not like this idea. Those opposed to the merger or to the larger plan want Mercer Street to have sidewalks, curbs, and trees. Quoting here from Julie Tenenbaum, Vice President of the West Plaza Neighborhood Association. It is a public street, and the city is just willing to give them our public street, and that is the basis for the whole problem. We don't want to give up that street. That is ours. Taxpayers have paid for that for years. Quick Trip is opposed to that because they say those physical features would split the pumps from the store itself even more. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of Quick Trips are changing. In fact, the one over here at Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Full service.
They shut that thing down for over a year, tore it down, took out all the pumps, rebuilt a Quick Trip on that site.
Yeah.
And it is bigger, better, more convenient than the one that was there before it. Now, they surely lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars.
How many people go through there?
In that one year.
And when you go to Quick Trip, Scott.
More people go through it now.
When was the last time you just gassed up at a Quick Trip and didn't go in? I always go in. They've got great stuff in there.
I'd say 50% of the time I'll go in.
But with another convenience store, like the old school kind, like the Amoco by my parents' house.
I'm just there to get gas.
You're not going in there. They've got, what, scratcher tickets in there? They've got glass pipes.
Little cigars.
Little cigars. I'm not in the market for any of that stuff. So I go.
But what is the opposition here? Do that many people use Mercer Street for that one block? Or is this sort of Quick Trip getting the Walmart treatment, if you will? Everybody loves Quick Trip. You just don't want Quick Trip in your neighborhood.
No. You want Quick Trip in your neighborhood.
You do?
You don't want the traffic that it brings. You want the physical Quick Trip. You just don't want the traffic. You know why else you want a Quick Trip? Police.
Yeah.
You want the police in your neighborhood, and the police will, on breaks, go in and fill up their soda.
But is Quick Trip fast becoming the new Walmart?
No.
Oh, we love the tax dollars. We love the convenience. I just don't want the traffic in my neighborhood. I'll never forget how opposed in Western Shawnee they were to the Walmart that went in just outside the pearly gates of the Gray Oaks neighborhood out there.
Oh, the same thing happened in South Overland Park.
Oh, my God. You would have thought Satan himself was opening a gate from hell. The Gray Oaks people lost their minds. I guarantee to you that at least a tenth of every car in that parking lot is owned by somebody who lives in Gray Oaks. The parking lot is packed all the time. It's a nice Walmart. But Walmart somehow, some way, ended up getting a reputation of being the kind of place where the people of Walmart.com go. I don't want to be associated with that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think people are worried about the traffic building.
You know what, though? The Walmart on Gray Oaks, at the Gray Oaks neighborhood in Western Shawnee, is right off the highway. Highways carry traffic anyway.
Right. I'll give you that. But not that close to the neighborhood.
I know. God, I can see trucks, large trucks from our back door. This is not what we bought into. This is not what we spent $350,000 for.
Here's the other deal. Those employees are always so nice. Have you ever noticed that?
Then why does America...
They're so nice when you go in there. They're like, hey, how you doing today?
Then why does America love Walmart and hate Walmart at the same time? Why does America love Quick Trip, but they hate the Quick Trip in their neighborhood? Is it simply because of traffic?
Yep.
You just don't want all those cars around?
Okay, now someone just wrote in, friend of mine, not going to say your name, that the Walmart in Shawnee that you're talking about has the highest crime rate in all of Shawnee.
That's not true. How do you know? That's the other Walmart near Walmart and Lackman, or near Shawnee Mission Parkway and Lackman.
Okay.
That's where the shooting occurred last year, you may recall.
Yes.
That's a totally different Walmart. That's the one that's right across the street from the Target.
But you don't deny that petty crime tends to follow those big...
What I'm telling you is that the Walmart on K7 Highway and Johnson Drive is not a crime-ridden Walmart.
Okay.
They're thinking about the one on Shawnee Mission Parkway between here and 435 where there's a low-income apartment complex just behind it to the north. That's where the shootings were. There was another incident there about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
But why is that? Why?
Because you have a very low-income apartment complex right behind it where people who may engage in trouble might happen to have an apartment. That's why. It's right off Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's easy to get to. It's easy to get out of.
All right.
576-7798. This Quick Trip wants to expand over there on Westport Road. But to do that, they would have to not close Mercer Street, but certainly change Mercer Street, where you would have to, if you're going to use Mercer, in essence, drive through the Quick Trip parking lot. And a lot of the folks in the West Plaza neighborhood are saying, no. You're not taking Mercer Street, that one block of Mercer Street, away from us. Forget about it. But keep this in mind, Quick Trip did buy the other lot. Not like they're getting anything for free, right? Or just because you bought the lot across the street, that doesn't mean you get to rewrite the city landscape. Quick Trip. Got a full board, Jacob and the others. You guys hang tight. You're right around the corner. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment.
Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. And these are nice cards with a protective coating. 100 DVDs or CDs duplicated for only $75. Something different can transfer your old videos to DVD. Buy one transfer to DVD and get another video transferred for free. That's right, for free. Call now for more info. 913-764-9500. Call now for more info. 913-764-9500. Ask about pickup or delivery in the Kansas City metro area.
I'll be watching you.
576-7798. News coming up at the top of the hour. Talking about the Quick Trip, the controversial Quick Trip plans on Westport Road, where Quick Trip has bought the lot across the street, across Mercer Street, and they want to put the pumps where the current Quick Trip is over there on Westport Road, and then tear down the building that's across the street, and that's where they're going to put the actual Quick Trip building. It's one of the newer ones that everybody's seen where they actually have like a mini restaurant inside.
Oh, it's like a full coffee and dessert bar. It's anything you need, you can get in there. It's like a little mini store.
But the neighborhood has had it. Somebody points out, though, on the text line, the current Quick Trip, as it stands now, is a traffic nightmare. People line up in the street to pull in to get gas.
Yeah.
With the redesigned Quick Trip, you're talking about twice the space and extra pumps that currently are not there. Why would the neighborhood be opposed? This will actually cut down on the traffic issues on Westport Road. 576-7798. Jacob in Kansas City. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Thank you for asking.
Anyways, I've worked at that store on Westport Road for the past 2 years, and we bought Berbelia. They acquired it sometime in the last year or so.
Yep.
And then following that, they acquired the apartment buildings to the left of it. And they've been using the Berbelia lot to kind of funnel traffic along. Like that, we have a whole bunch of yard crews that park there in the afternoons that would usually congest our parking lot. Now they're over there. And this whole idea is to keep the traffic from the actual Quick Trip parking lot and off of Mercier, because there's parking on the side on there, and a lot of them will park there, and they're trying to keep that clear.
Will it work? Because a lot of people are calling in, right, or not calling in, but texting in, saying, don't tell me that a new Quick Trip is going to cut down on issues. Look at the Quick Trip that opened at I-35 and Johnson Drive. It is in a rather bizarre position, and to get to the Hobby Lobby behind it is a bit of a chore sometimes. Mm. But people still use it. That's a busy Quick Trip there at I-35 and Johnson Drive.
I think you're right in your first question, which is it one of those things that people want, but they don't necessarily want to live right by it? That being said,
yes,
Scott, the people who live by the Quick Trip knew the Quick Trip was there when they moved in over there.
True.
It's not like there was a park or a field and then boom, a Quick Trip fell out of the sky. Mm. This is nothing new. In fact, I think this will ease the traffic problems. It will help with the problems.
But
not during construction, but
yeah.
How long did this one down the street take to build? 8 months?
No, it was more than that.
It was a while.
I thought it was about a year.
Yeah, I thought it was almost a year. It took a while for the one across the street. And it was a pain in the butt while it was being done. But now it's wonderful. They added a turning lane and everything.
But here's the thing. People, for whatever reason, do not want these businesses in their neighborhood, but they love them when they're stuck in somebody else's neighborhood. I honest to God, I think the only city in this entire town that wants to keep its Walmart is Roland Park.
Yep.
Everybody else would just assume the Walmarts leave. But man, where do you go when you need that last minute gift for the kids' birthday party this weekend? You go to the Walmart or Target. That's just the way it is. Am I wrong? Leawood does not allow the construction of a Walmart. Walmart better not even bother trying.
I don't think that's the way you should say it. I don't know that Leawood has any available business commercial space. And if it did...
What about the Price Chopper that closed down? Or Hy-Vee or whatever.
Probably not big enough to support a Walmart. It's a small lot.
Let me ask you this, though. If a lot or two lots side by side became vacant, would Leawood allow a Walmart to be built? They wouldn't, would they?
Mm-mm.
There's no way it's getting past the planning committee. It's not even getting past the planning committee.
There's all kinds of weird rules that, like, I think our gas station has to shut down at, we have one. And
you have one gas station in a city of 33,000 people. Or 16, whatever. Let me look at the population.
Well, we have them along state line, but they're on the Missouri side.
Of course.
We have one in the city of Leawood proper, and I believe it shuts down at, like, 8 or 9 o'clock. I don't remember. It's not open all night, I can tell you that.
Leawood has a population of 34,000 people.
Correct.
Roland Park has a population of 6,000, and we have three gas stations.
I don't know. I've always just heard that when that waterways went in, there was like a kerfuffle. people were like, we don't want a gas station. But it's great. It's packed all the time. Yeah. And it's one of those really nice car wash ones.
Put that white trash thing across State Line Road, would you?
Where it belongs.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, you knock it, but the property values just keep going up. They don't ever go down, I tell you that.
What's the name of your gas station?
Our property has doubled in value in like 10 years.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's because you don't have a Walmart.
It's damn right.
What's your gas station called? Waterways?
Yeah. You know the Waterways that with the really nice.
No.
They take your car in and they wash it and they detail it and all the boys are out there.
Yeah, that's the only reason it's allowed is it's a car wash.
Mm-hmm. And people wash your car for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't wash it.
Yeah, please.
You go in and shop for greeting cards.
Don't you dare make me put a hose in my hand. You think I am?
Listen to this from the text line. Situation at the Quick Trip is so bad. I have been in a verbal confrontation with other customers.
I believe it.
Waiting for a pump. Like, so if you're one of those people that doesn't pull through, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then you're blocking the way for anyone else to get in and pump.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the one in Roland Park, the Quick Trip that we have in Roland Park, it is packed. So a friend of mine who has a decent amount of money, lives in Shawnee, I won't say her name, says, I don't want a Walmart, I don't want an AutoZone, and I don't want a dollar store.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Put that up in Bonner. I mean, my God, people. Let's go to Dean in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I live out Raintree Lake, and when the Walmart went in there, there was a big fight over that. And now that it's in, the traffic to the Quick Trip is a nightmare, even worse than it was. And they're getting ready to tear the Quick Trip down and build a new one. So,
what do the neighbors think about that?
I think a lot of people, you know, I go there all the time, so I love it, have it right outside of Raintree, just being able to drive right up. So I think it's great. I like the new ones. So I think it's going to be good. But when you were talking about the Walmarts, if you check the statistics of any city, probably Walmart dominates all the crime stats. No matter where it's located for that particular area, it will dominate.
Dean, one of the major newspapers in America did an expose on that.
When was that?
They looked at the data. Look it up. They looked at the data and they found, and you are absolutely right, and some of it, they looked at, one of them was a national story and why basically cities are subsidizing security for Walmart, because all of the calls in a lot of these cities go directly to that store. And yeah, we actually talked about it on this very show because one of the worst was at Lee's Summit or Liberty. I'm trying to remember.
Lee's Summit is almost like 80% of all calls. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's an enormous number.
I believe it was the Walmart, and I think it was Lee's Summit, Dean, if I remember right, got an average of 2 police calls per day.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I think it was more than that.
I thought it was 790.
We'll look it up. Remember, they're open 24 hours a day. So, I don't know. It was a great story because of the number, the percentage of calls to that store. Also, I forgot about the Zips in Leawood on 135th. We have 2. We have a Zips.
What?
We have a Zips in Leawood. A little Zips.
Is that a gas station?
Mm-hmm.
How come you guys don't have like a Quick Trip or something?
I don't know. We have a Zips.
I bet you they wouldn't allow a Quick Trip.
I don't think that there's any available
Zips
commercial space.
Zips was already there. And yeah, a Quick Trip would require a lot of space. And a new Quick Trip's not going to happen.
I don't think we have I'm being serious. I don't know that there's any available commercial space. Think about it. Where's the dirt?
Well, I understand that. But not every business in Leawood's going to stay in business.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if they're already zoned commercial, Quick Trip could come in and say, hey, we'd like that spot. That'd be all right there on 135th.
But that's a commercial corridor. That's not a residential corridor. So to me, you want to put a Quick Trip on a commercial corridor, I don't have a problem with that.
But Quick Trip is aggressive. They're an aggressive, and I don't mean that negatively.
Yeah.
They're an aggressive building company. And for example, just the two that I can think of, just off the top of my head, they built a brand new one where there was no commercial property right next to the IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
At I-35 and Johnson Drive. Then they built one out on Shawnee Mission Parkway in Western Shawnee on land that used to be some body shop or something or other. when those businesses went out of business, Quick Trip just went and swooped in. Said, hey, we'll take it. We'll take that land. Andy and the others, hang tight. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks. News coming up at the top of the hour with Kara Marks here on KMBZ.
Something Different knows that your website is a valuable communications tool. Many website firms have overlooked the basic marketing principles necessary to allow your website to become a useful tool for your marketing effort. Something Different can build, design, and market your website. Call Something Different Video Productions, 1-866-VIDEO-14, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down.
Reminds me of my youth. Damn, I'm old. 576-7798. Talking about the controversial Quick Trip plans in Kansas City, Missouri on Westport Road. The neighbors hate it. They do not want that Quick Trip to expand. But Quick Trip wants it because, as you've noticed, at a lot of the Quick Trips around town, they completely have remodeled. And I like what they're doing. Can't say I go to Quick Trip a lot, but I like it when I go in. And they say, Quick Trip says, for those of you who live in the neighborhood or work in the neighborhood or are complaining about the traffic issues, this will help alleviate the traffic. They're making the Quick Trip, I know, twice as big. Twice as big. Where the current Quick Trip stands, that's where they're going to open up a bunch of gas pumps. The building across Mercer Street is where they're going to put the new Quick Trip. So they're saying, those of you who are complaining, hey, there's just too many cars for not enough pumps, they're adding pumps. Andy and Freeman. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, the first thing on Quick Trips are, you know, like I told Rod, I used to remodel them. The thing is, as soon as they get done with one stage remodeling, they go through another. Then they go through another. They got, I don't know, a bunch of stores. You only got about 2 weeks to do one stage remodeling, and then they rebuild another store.
Well, is that bad? That they want to that they're remodeling their stores?
No, that's not bad at all.
Okay.
But the deal is, if you don't let them build another store, they'll probably pull the store out of that area. And that Westport store was a busy store.
It still is.
Huh.
Yes, it is.
But with Quick Trip, let me ask you this. If the Kansas City, and I ask out of ignorance, if the Kansas City City Council, for example, today, because apparently this is when they're considering it, if they were to tell Quick Trip, we love you guys, you're a great corporate partner with us, we want to keep you in Kansas City, but we cannot sign off on this plan. Do you really think Quick Trip would walk away from that much money? I mean, they make a ton of money at that store.
Yes, they do. But they want all their stores to be the same.
I guess, but...
Yeah.
You know, there's a Walmart. Remember where the old Apple Market used to be in Westwood?
Yes.
That's now a Walmart neighborhood grocery store.
Which is a concept that is similar to, but not identical to Walmart.
Right.
They're supposed to be a little nicer, a little smaller.
They are smaller. If you've ever driven by the one where the old Apple Market used to be, it's a vast improvement from the piece of crap Apple Market that used to be there on the corner, right across the street from Oklahoma Joe's. But I don't see Walmart, if they don't get to expand into the Westwood neighborhood next door, saying, well, we're just going to close our little neighborhood grocery. We're going to hightail it on out of here. Because every time I drive by that little neighborhood grocery store of Walmart, it looks pretty crowded. I don't think Quick Trip's out of here if the city council says no. There is way too much money being poured into that building every single day. That could be the busiest Walmart in Kansas City. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Boy, it's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something Different will print you 1,000 full color cards for only $35.
That's right, only $35. $25.
Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
Soon all stores
will be Quick Trip.
Soon all stores will be Quick Trip. That's all they'll be is Quick Trip. It's Quick Trip and Walmart, nothing else. It's all we need.
Well,
Quick Trip and Walmart's all we need.
You joke, but hang on a second. There was a report out today. This is funny you just said that. That the big box stores, again, there's been another nail in that coffin. Did you see this today?
No, what?
Tons of Abercrombie and Fitch's have closed.
Yeah.
Gymborees. I think they said 300 Gymborees around the country.
I think that's right.
And they Sears. What are the other ones, Scott? Carol, what are the
Kmart
other things?
Is closing by the dozens.
The other big brick and mortar store is closing down. It's Abercrombie, Sears, Kmart, Gymboree.
Radio Shacks.
What was the
other
one?
Those don't count. Those are just.
But this report came out and basically said online shopping is killing.
Oh, yeah.
Those stores. Now, do I think that means all stores are going away? No.
No, we'll still have Quick Trip, Walmart, and then Amazon.com. That's it. That's all we'll have in this world.
I disagree.
Google, Amazon.com, and then Quick Trip and Walmart.
I still think we'll have like a Nordstrom. I think we'll have some type of Macy's, but I don't think we'll have 10 stores like Gap, American Eagle, Brass Buckle. Like, those are the things that are going to start to die, where you've got 12 different choices to buy the same exact pair of jeans for $105. There's not enough market to support the brick and mortar stores like that.
Then why do they keep building them?
I don't think they are, Scott.
No, they'll just be Walmart, and then they'll be Walmart Premium, and they'll be Walmart Platinum, and then only the really rich people.
Quick Trip Gold.
Will shop at the Diamond Walmart.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.